bear with me. I've got several scriptures, but they're just single verses. Chapter 3 of Genesis, Genesis 3, and the middle of the first verse, "Is it even so that God has said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And then John's Gospel, chapter 19, I believe. John 18, verse 38. Pilate says to him, "What is truth?" And then back a couple of chapters, chapter 17 and verse 17. John 17, verse 17. "Sanctify them by the truth. Thy word is truth." And then back again a couple of chapters, 14, that well-known verse, John 14, verse 6. Jesus says to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life." You can probably see where I'm going with these scriptures, but I've been thinking quite a bit lately about the truth, or sadly in the world in which we are, the lack of it. I saw a clip recently of a man in the States who was interviewing various characters who were defending the nonsense ideology that is prevalent. And one of them, who was very aggressive, was asked what the truth about it was, and he flatly denied. He said, "Don't talk to me about the truth." He said, if you talk about the truth, I'll stop the interview. We live in a world which is marked by any truth, my truth, they speak about, whereas the believer should only be concerned with the truth as it is in Jesus. I think it's good to trace back the current state of things. The devil himself is the father of lies. I was going to start with Pilate. I thought, well, that's the question that hasn't been answered ever. What is truth? Not from his point of view. But I thought, no, it goes way back before Pilate. The devil here, "Is it even so?" We battle with an enemy who is a deceiver, who hates the truth. And sad to say, those that are in his grip are still in his captivity are marked by the same spirit. Is it even so? This is where we have to trace all of this. Everything that's going on in the world today, we trace back to this suggestion here. Is it even so? And we can see the terrible consequences that lead to submitting to this type of thing. I read in John 18 because what a scene that was. We read it many times, but we just think of that man, much to be pitied really, Pilate, what a sad person he is, presented with so much fact, facing the one who was the truth himself, and yet he asked the question. What a terrible state to be in. And yet, you know, many today that are unconverted, still in the clutches of Satan, they may well ask the same question. What is truth? Wonderful thing, dear brethren, that as believers we have the answer to that question. We know, you know, we should be sure. It's one of the things that struck me recent times, that we should be sure about our faith. The faith once delivered to the saints, and we should be aware, it should be knowledgeable about these things. Yes, we have questions, there's many questions, but not as to the absolute truth of what is right and wrong, what belongs to God, who Jesus is. All these things we should know. John wrote the gospel that ye may know. And as believers, it's a wonderful thing that we can have that assurance. Not that we don't claim anything of our own knowledge exactly, but Mm. By the grace of the gospel, we've been enlightened. Mm. Men, as we know, Paul says that men, if they're lost, that's because a veil has been put over them. Mm. That they cannot see, but through God's grace alone, through his mercy alone, we've been brought to see things as they are in Jesus. We've been illuminated by the word. Mm. That's why I read in John 17, you think of this, this was a few days, hours before that man Pilate was going to say, what is truth? And yet just before that, the Lord Jesus, in this wonderful high priestly prayer, he speaks to the Father, mm-hmm. and he says that the believers, that's them then and us now, mm-hmm. he says that they're not of the world, and he says, sanctify them by the truth. It's a wonderful thing, that is. That's something that the Lord Jesus has committed, has prayed about, mm-hmm. to the Father, mm-hmm. and that prayer is, in one sense, still going on, I believe, that us as believers, as the household of faith, the Lord Jesus has committed us to the care of the Father, and that we might be sanctified by truth. That very thing. And what is the truth? He says, thy word is truth. Mm-hmm. The note there says logos, which is, I think it says, the word of God in testimony. Well, that's the actual word. This wonderful book that we hold in our hands is the embodiment of God's truth. Of course, it's also the Lord Jesus himself. Mm-hmm. With the beginning of John's Gospel, we see that, don't we? That the Lord Jesus was the embodiment of all that's in this book, really, in himself. Mm-hmm. He was indeed the truth. Mm-hmm. And so in John chapter 14, he says the question about how can we know the way? He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's all in him. Mm. Dear brethren, if we feel ourselves wandering, then we need to resort to him. Mm. It's about the person and of who the Lord Jesus is. Mm. I am the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. We cannot go wrong if we completely put our confidence and trust in him alone. Mm. And so that's in one sense all I wanted to say, but I was speaking about in the world how the truth is being discarded on every hand, mm. in the media, mm. in everything that we see, mm. Truth is being discarded. But it worries me too that it affects those that profess to be Christians as well. Mm. You know, I heard of someone recently, a son of a very faithful Baptist pastor in the United States, and yet his son, who has many thousands in his congregation, has questioned all sorts of things: the virgin birth, the beginning. He believes in evolution. And how sad it is when professing Christians deviate from the truth, you know. Mm. I was struck by the closing remark in the reading on Saturday at Balterton, you know, in the letter to the Laodicea. The Lord Jesus is presented, isn't he, as the faithful and true witness. Mm. And the remark was made, why was that? Well, it's because the church had failed. They should have been the faithful and the true witness. Mm. And the church in Laodicea had failed. And the Lord Jesus presents himself to that assembly as the one that was in very essence the faithful and the true witness. Mm. Well, we may look at ourselves. Thank God that we're not part of the professing church. We seek through God's grace to be part of the household of faith. Mm. But it's just a question as to how true we are. Mm. May we never stray from the person of the Lord Jesus, mm. and what he embodies, and also the scriptures which are true. Sanctify them by truth. Mm. You know, we need to keep to what we know to be true. And the Lord Jesus presents himself to that church in the very last days as that one, faithful and true. Well, dear brethren, may we discern what is false outside and have a good judgment of it. And then also, the same applies within the church, that we might be faithful and true and be faithful to the Lord Jesus as well. It's just a few scattered thoughts on that subject. And may the Lord bless the word for his name's sake.
Amen.